Just as that gospel over in Utopia talked about the entrance of Jesus into his city, Jerusalem, at the gates of the city, this was sort of the what we've been doing this morning is the gateway, the entrance into Holy Week, the entrance into this celebration of the Paschal mystery of Jesus and our involvement in it. Years ago, there was a man who was the head of the theater department at Marymount in Salina. And he said to me one time, you know, liturgy is great theater. But I resist that. It's not theater. Theater is when you, as an audience, sit and watch something going on up on the stage. But liturgy is always involving. So we got bodily involved in this entrance by walking, processing around into the church. And we got involved by reading those parts in the gospel. This is not passive. This is not theater. This is active involvement. And why is the liturgy always actively involved? Because we're not just admiring what Jesus did. We're participating in it. We're doing it ourselves. We're following in his footsteps. We're offering our lives just like he offered his life. We are trusting in the resurrection in our various deaths, just as he trusted in the resurrection in his own death. Willing to face death and hardship and suffering and grief and loss head on, not denying it or trying to do an end run around it, but just facing into it. Just like that first reading said from the prophet Isaiah, I have not turned my face from buffets and spitting. I've just faced into it. I've accepted that I'm going to have to go through some horrible things, but I believe that my vindicator will judge for me in the end. And then that second reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, which is such an essential passage for our Christian life and understanding. For he who was God did not deem equality with God something to be grasped, but rather he emptied himself. And so the Paschal mystery in that short passage is completely described. Because the Paschal mystery doesn't really it doesn't really begin at Easter, it begins at Christmas. And so St. Paul says, he humbled himself taking on our human flesh. So the self-offering, the dying, the letting go of his divinity to take on our humanity, that began at the incarnation. And it ends with death and resurrection. All this week we're going to be reflecting on the death and resurrection of Christ and what that says about us and what ways we can embrace that in our lives as courageously as he did. Finally, the Psalms loom large this week. Psalm 22 was our responsorial psalm today. My God, why have you abandoned me? I see them mocking me on all sides, but I know that the Lord is with me, and so I do not run away. Tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the Mass, we'll be reading the three suffering servant psalms of Isaiah. And those psalms describe the suffering servant, the one who is put upon, derided by his fellow human beings, by his fellow Israelites, and yet in that very darkness, in that very abandonment, he feels the closeness of God. And it's our hope that we too, no matter what abandonment we may feel, loss, suffering, failure, and we've all failed in some of our Lenten observances. It happens. And we're all less than we wish we were. It happens. But in the midst of all that, our hope is in God. Our hope is in the resurrection of the just.